Where do you want to live when you retire? It's a question that a lot of us face. Once we get to over 50 and over 60, we have an empty nest. And it should be an exciting time in our lives because finally we can do stuff that we want to do.
Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors' health care.
Hi, it's Anne Nelson, your host for today's show. And on today's show, I'm going to be looking at a few options for where you are going to live in retirement. And I have a helpful resource on the website called the Retirement Relocation Register. And it's just like a checklist for you to go over some helpful things you should consider when relocating, whether you are moving within your state, interstate, or to another country. Having a register of what is important to you will assist you as you research prospective retirement locations, the reasons for relocating, and what is important to you will influence what is on your register. Half of us are relocating for various reasons. We're downsizing, so we don't have the upkeep of a large yard and a large house. Some of us like to repurpose the house as we have an empty nest. And when the kids come to visit, which these days isn't very often, once a year if you're lucky, we have the choice of repurposing some rooms. And half of you are doing that, setting up a hobby room, an inside gym, various things you can do fixing up your house. However, today's show is about where people are choosing to relocate to. And it's similar in many countries around the world. Some are choosing to go to communities, and there's plenty of them to choose from. Most of us are moving into single-level dwellings, so we're thinking about our future when we might get to that stage where we can't move around as freely as we are now. And some of us are even moving overseas. And some of those reasons could be financial. In a lot of countries, you can live cheaper than where you currently are living. So your retirement savings will last you a lot longer and give you a better quality of life. So what sort of things should we be considering when we're looking at moving? Climate is top of the list. Increasingly, the grey nomads of Australia and the snowbirds of America are going to the warmer climates, at least for the winter. Something in our bones must be crying out for the sun. Cost of living is important as well. Will you be on a fixed income? And what lifestyle will that afford you? A simple lifestyle or something more luxurious? As we age, healthcare and medical facilities are important. Do you need to be close to medical facilities like hospitals, doctors, and specialists? Do you take medication regularly? And would the cost of drugs be a consideration for you? Language. How important is it to you to communicate easily? Would you be able to learn another language? I mean, these are all possibilities. Cost of housing. is on the list as well. Will you be buying or renting? What is your budget? How important is it for you to keep in touch with the family? So you need to consider, is there internet and mobile phone networks in the area you are looking at? Do you have an online business? Will you be able to still operate on eBay or Amazon or trading stocks and options? Is there television and access to cable TV? Transportation, how will you get around? And do you need to have easy access to a major airport so you can go back home to your home country occasionally? Are you still able to drive a car, or would you need to be catching public transport like buses and trains, or be able to catch a taxi? How important is your safety? So you need to think about the crime rate in the area you're considering moving to, and is the environment safe? If you're going into a community, maybe they have facility is gated, and that may give you some extra security. And then, of course, you're looking at your sporting and cultural activities. What do you like to do? Are you a swimmer, a fisherman? Do you like to play tennis, or golf is very popular, even lawn bowls? And what do you like culturally? Do you want to be able to see the latest films, or go to the ballet, check out the museums, participate in the arts community? A lot of people retiring like to be able to take their special furry friend with them. Where you're looking at, you need to consider if it's pet friendly. Can I bring my pet? Because after all, pets are part of the family too, and there's quite a few other things to consider as well. Banking facilities. How close are the leisure activities to where you live? And is there opportunities for volunteering so you can immerse yourself in the local community? And, of course, shopping. How far do you have to go to the shops or to the local produce markets? These are some of the things that we consider as important when considering relocating in our retirement. There is a lot of help out there from people that have been there and done that. In episode 114, I interviewed Dana and David Hagstrom, who have relocated to Mexico and are now helping others define what their retirement will look like. I've had fun interviewing a lot of my guests on the show, and some of them have taken that brave move, that step of relocating to a foreign country. In episode 46, I spoke with Rachel Devlin, who moved with her husband and her high school-aged son to escape the stress of city living, and they successfully relocated to Chiang Mai in Thailand. In episode 67, I had the pleasure of meeting Tricia Pimpermel, who is an author, and her and her husband are living the dream. They relocated to Portugal and have happily immersed themselves in that country. They rented for a year before they decided that this was going to be their new home, and they're at the fingertips of all of Europe from Portugal. More recently, I interviewed Norm and Deb Pyle in episode 96 from Knee Deep In It, and they relocated to Puerto Rico because they had a dream of a free life beside the ocean in a nice, warm, tropical location, and they made that dream happen once they made the decision of where they wanted to end up. And that's the opportunity there for all of us. If we put a bit of thought into it, we too can design our ideal retirement and retirement location. Some other ways that people are living in retirement when they look at the cost of retirement homes for seniors and comparing it with what else there is. And sometimes you have to look outside the box to really come to grips with the fact that are other possibilities. The cost of senior care can be quite expensive, and it will vary from country to country, even state to state. I was recently amused to find out that it could be cheaper living on a cruise ship than assisted living for seniors. And it is possible. Could take a bit of planning, but it is possible. I recently read an article from Motley Fool, and it talked about the cost of a 12-night cruise in the Southern Caribbean, available for the average cost of $779 per person or $65 per night. For a couple, you get a 50% discount for the second passenger in the same room. And then there are senior discounts that apply as well. You get extra points for being a frequent cruiser, and then booking with a rewards credit cards keeps the costs down even further. And you don't have to buy the pricey extras like the alcoholic drinks and shore excursions. Not all cruise ships allow full-time residents on board, but many cruise lines are making accommodations for seniors who want to become long-term passengers and remain on the same ships for months or even years at a time. There's also options like the Oceania's Around the World voyage, which is a 150-day cruise, which happens annually from January to July. I know there are many of you out there that do enjoy cruising and do go on a few cruises every year. Well, this is just taking it another step further. You certainly do get well looked after. Your rooms get serviced every day, and the food choices are very impressive on all cruise liners. Another article that took my interest recently was about a retiree who has decided to spend the rest of their life at the Holiday Inn, since it's cheaper than a senior's home. A 64-year-old, Terry Robson, a working-class retiree trying to make his money last longer, the remainder of his life, and he's worked out he can stay at a Holiday Inn at the cost of less than $60 a day. So he reckons he's got plenty of money left over compared to the senior home, which costs $188 a day. So he says he has plenty of money left over to pay for dinner at any restaurant or room service, covers laundry, gratitudes, and special TV movies. At the hotel, there's a spa, a swimming pool, a workout room, a lounge, and a washer-dryer. The room also includes free toothpaste and razors, shampoo, and soap. Even if you had to pay $5 a day in tips, you'd have the entire staff scrambling to help you. Terry wrote in his Facebook post recently, "They treat you like a customer, not a patient." So he's comparing his cost of staying at the Holiday Inn for a year, 365 days, at $21,900. And the retirement home he was looking at would have cost $68,620. There are other options out there for you to enjoy your retirement and provide yourself with somewhere comfortable to live. Way back in episode 10, we met Shane Thomas, who is a hard-nosed budget retired traveller. And Shane moves from country to country every 3 months, and he hangs out in Southeast Asia, and he lives on the amazing sum of money of $7,000 a year. No, you're not mistaking anything I've said. A year. He only comes back to Australia once every 2 years. He takes great notice of the airfare specials and he plans his country visits around them. And then when he goes in to the country, he negotiates a long-term stay deal and he mainly stays at budget accommodation with the occasional special treat of a more luxurious hotel. I personally have stayed in some hotels in Asia. I had a trip to Malaysia, and when I went down to Malacca, I had a few days extra there, and I found a very nice hotel which included breakfast and a rooftop swimming pool, which I did use every day, and it cost me $117 at the time. And I wasn't looking too hard or didn't pre-plan that trip too much. So there are other options out there. You just have to decide what you want, what you can afford. But one thing's for sure, you can certainly go out there and have an adventure in your retirement. You deserve it. This has been Ann Nelson for the Retire Well, Retire Happy show. And give me some feedback and let me know where you've ended up and what you're getting up to in your retirement. Until next time.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.